libraries, librarians, and books. Ecclesiastes 12, 11 through 14, King Solomon says, "The words of the wise are like cattle prods, painful but helpful. Their collected sayings are like a nail-studded stick with which a shepherd drives the sheep. But, my child, let me give you some further advice. Be careful, for writing books is endless, and much study wears you out." That's the whole story. Here is now my final conclusions. Fear God and obey His commands, for this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. Father, we thank you for your word and that Solomon, whom you gave great wisdom to, reveals that studying and reading and writing books can be futile if we don't put you first. We thank you for Brave Books by Kirk Cameron, and we pray, God, that they will be more and more allowed into school libraries, into public libraries. We know that the books right now are a big issue and debated much at school board meetings, between parents and the school board, between librarians. We know some books have been banned. We know some books have been allowed. And we pray, Father, for parents to stand up and speak to it. We also pray and thank you that the law says that a Bible can be in a school library. We thank you for the nonprofit organization, Bibles in Schools. We pray, God, that they will educate more and more people on the ability to donate Bibles to their school libraries. And we pray, God, that they will not be put in some faraway corner. We pray for them to be the ones like the Action Bible, the ones that children are more interested in reading, and the same for the teenagers and high schoolers, the kind that have more interest to them on the outside so they'd be drawn to it. In fact, we pray over the Bibles that are in the school libraries that students will be drawn to it and they will not draw on them or hurt them in any way. We also pray about the books that are sexually explicit, and we pray, God, that they would be banned. We pray that there would be a cap on what is allowed, that no R-rated type stuff, even PG-13 for K through 6th grade, would not be allowed. And all this confusing stuff that's causing so many children to question it, whether it be with pictures and images or just the wording itself. We pray, God, too, that the books would be banned that cause division, that fuel anger and spawn hatred. We ask, God, not only for parents to have the boldness to step up, but we pray for Christian librarians and librarians that would have moral filters, that they would guide students to books that would help them and not harm them, educate that have morals, not entertain that say sin is okay. We thank you, God, for libraries. We thank you for books. We thank you for the Bible, which is a book and was written by many people by the Holy Spirit. But we thank you, Father, that we pray for our libraries, and we will just continue to lift each of the people involved. And we pray students would be drawn to books that honor you and the morals and standards that you have. In Jesus' mighty name.